Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
More than 1,000 people are known dead after a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of Turkey and Syria this morning, and that number is expected to rise. Many people still believe to be trapped under the rubble. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Rescue workers and residents frantically searched for survivors under the rubble of their homes in multiple cities, working through tangles of metal and chunks of concrete, here saving a citizen. In the Turkish city of Adana, one resident said three buildings near his home collapsed. "I don't have the strength anymore," one survivor could be heard calling out from beneath the rubble as rescue workers tried to reach him. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities in East Palestine, Ohio, have an urgent warning for residents near Friday's train derailment. Evacuate. They say a rail car could explode, tossing deadly shrapnel a mile away. No word on what was in that car or whether it was among the cars that had been carrying hazardous materials. Beyoncé did it. The AP's Margie Zarletta with last night's Grammy winners.
Harry Styles and Beyoncé were the big winners at the Grammys last night. In this world. Harry's House by Harry Styles won the big award, Album of the Year. Beyoncé now has 32 Grammys, more than anyone ever. She broke the record previously held by conductor George Solti. I'll keep you warm. Samara Joy won Best New Artist. Lizzo won Record of the Year. I'm Archie Zarletta.
To an angry China now. Beijing says the U.S. overreacted and violated the spirit of international law when it shot down a Chinese balloon over the U.S. Washington says it was a spy balloon. Beijing says it was a weather balloon that drifted off course. Tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance staff walked off the job in Britain this morning over pay. This is AP News. You may still need the coat, but those of you in the eastern U.S. are getting a little break from that brutal winter cold.
The extreme cold that gripped the Northeast gives way to more seasonal weather, with above-average temperatures expected during the week. Temperatures in many areas of the Northeast climbed to the mid-40s Sunday. Even New Hampshire's Mount Washington, where it was minus 47, climbed to 18. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
We do expect the temperatures to be above average for the upcoming week across a good part of the country, especially the Northeast.
A big difference from Saturday's record-breaking cold.
Boston was minus 10, Albany minus 13, Glens Falls, New York, minus 24.
And all three of New York City's major airports had record-breaking weather. 5 degrees at LaGuardia and Newark, 4 degrees at JFK. I'm Julie Walker.
It's going to be 63 in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, say forecasters. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
A new poll finds many Democrats are saying no thank you to another 4 years of President Biden. A majority of Democrats now think one term is plenty for Joe Biden, despite his insistence that he plans to seek re-election in 2024. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It shows just 37% of Democrats say they want Biden to seek a second term, down from 52% in the weeks before the midterm elections. Follow-up interviews with poll respondents suggest the 80-year-old's age is an issue. Biden is already the oldest president in U.S. history. At the State of the Union address on Tuesday, Biden has an opportunity to confront doubts about his competence to govern. Jennifer King, Washington.
Actor Charles Kimbrough from the TV comedy Murphy Brown has died at the age of 86. His son confirms Kimbrough's death outside Los Angeles on January 11th. I'm Margie Zarletta with a look at his career.
Good evening and welcome to FYI.
Charles Kimbrough was nominated for a Tony in 1971 for his role in the musical Company, and he voiced a gargoyle in the Disney version of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. But his most famous role is anchor Jim Dial in Murphy Brown. Kimbrough told reporters in 1996 he knew that's what he'd be known for.
That's going to be my obituary, which is what anybody has to come to terms with if you're in a big television show. That's going to be the lead sentence.
Kimbrough was married twice, the second time to actor Beth Howland, who played Vera on Alice. For the first time in 8 weeks, the Avatar sequel is not the top box office draw. I'm Archie Zarletta with the latest.
What did we say? You shouldn't make things up when we're talking about...
The M. Night Shyamalan film Knock at the Cabin is number one with movie audiences this week, bringing in $14.2 million in North America, according to studio estimates. Number two this week is 80 for Brady, starring Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field. Avatar: The Way of Water, which has dominated theaters for nearly 2 months, drops to third. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish is fourth, while the concert film BTS: Yet to Come in Cinemas is number five.
AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. All-star point guard Kyrie Irving is being traded by the Brooklyn Nets to the Dallas Mavericks. According to a person with knowledge of the situation, the Mavericks will send Spencer Dinwiddie, Dorian Finney-Smith, and a package of draft picks to the Nets. Markieff Morris is also headed to Dallas in the deal. On the court, the Knicks win at home over the 76ers. Here's correspondent Mike Mancuso.
The Knicks recovered from a slow start and knocked off the 76ers 108-97. Philly opened up a 21-point first-quarter lead, but the Knicks fought back and outscored the Sixers 32-18 in the fourth quarter. Julius Randle, a few key baskets in the final minutes. He finished with 24 points.
We got down early in the first quarter, but it's a long game, and we just chipped away, and made it manageable at half. From there, it was just a battle.
The Cavaliers pick up a road win. Tom McCabe has more.
Cleveland went on a 26-9 run to close out the first half and never looked back in a 122-103 win over the Pacers. The Cavs starting five all finished in double figures as Cleveland wins for the third time in four games. Donovan Mitchell says he likes what he sees from his team right now.
It looks great. You know, we got to continue to play this way. You know, it's like I said, we got seven or six games left in the break, and it'd be great if we could head up there in the right direction.
Other NBA winners are the Raptors, Timberwolves, Magic, and Pelicans. In women's college basketball, number one ranked South Carolina wins at number five Connecticut 81-77 after falling behind 25-14 after one quarter. Aaliyah Boston paces South Carolina with 26 points.
Just continue to play our game. Coach told us it's a 40-minute game. You don't win a game in the first quarter, second, or third, so just continue to play. And that's what we did. We just were patient. Our shots were beginning to fall, and our defense was just continuing.
Justin Rose holds a two-shot lead at the PGA's AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Rose has nine holes to complete on Monday on the event's wind-delayed final day. Martin Truex Jr. wins NASCAR's Clash at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. I'm Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.